Unit 6, page 60, exercise 2. Fad or the future?
In Paris in 1896, a silent black and white movie was being shown in a small theatre. It showed a steam train arriving at a station. As the train moved towards the audience, people shouted and leaped out of their seats. They thought the train was real. Throughout movie history, directors have tried to make moving images as compelling as they were in that first show. Innovations such as bigger screens and better sound have made movies even more entertaining and realistic. Some developments were only fads, but others shaped the future.
Color.
When Technicolor was invented in 1915, it was a groundbreaking development. It's impossible to imagine movies such as The Wizard of Oz, 1939, without colour. However, it was expensive and tricky to use, and many directors preferred black and white. They thought colour was less artistic and said it was a fad. The public preferred black and white too. It was what they were used to from watching television. However, in the 1960s, TVs switched to colour and movies did the same.
Sound.
It may seem hard to believe, but when sound was first added to movies, people thought it was a fad. Talkies were introduced in the 1920s, but audiences weren't impressed. People liked to watch movies and talk to each other. It was a social event. But with the introduction of sound, they had to pay attention to what the actors were saying. Sound was a nightmare for the studios too. Actors found it difficult to remember their lines, and some well-known actors lost work because of their unusual accents. Still, sound was there to stay and helped to shape the future of movies.
3D.
In the early 1950s, the movie industry was in trouble. Ticket sales at movie theatres were falling as more people owned television sets. Movie studios needed a way to get audiences back into theatres. So, in 1952, a new kind of movie opened in Hollywood. It was a 3D movie called Buona Devil, and it was about man-eating lions. Soon, there was a 3D craze in the movie industry, with almost every director making one. However, due to technical problems and people getting headaches, the popularity of early 3D movies was short-lived. Since then, 3D technology has improved and has reappeared in theatres in action-packed movies such as Guardians of the Galaxy. But tickets are expensive, the glasses are uncomfortable, and people are complaining about headaches again. Some people think that 3D is probably still a fad.
Virtual reality.
In 1957, a cinematographer called Morton Heilig invented the Sensorama. People sat in front of the machine and experienced breathtaking 3D images, stereo sound, movement, and smells. It was an exciting development, but it was also expensive and complicated. Ultimately, the Sensorama, the first 3D experience, turned out to be a fad. Movies haven't changed much since then, although, strangely enough, 3D experiences in the form of virtual reality seem ready to make a comeback. Movie directors are taking an interest in VR headsets, which put the audience at the center of the action. They, not the director, control what they view and how they experience the movie. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is it the future or a fad? Movies change with the times, and only time will tell.